talk to Jonathan Stiano, who's a consultant plastic surgeon, member of the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the situation at the moment? Is it easy to clarify? Who gets cosmetic surgery on the NHS at the moment?
Well, it has tightened up a lot recently, and it's actually quite rare to get cosmetic surgery purely for cosmetic reasons on the NHS. And currently, it's not. I mean, certainly in the trust that I was working for, it's not something that we currently offer at the moment.
Because there is an argument that it's available if there is a danger to the patient's mental or physical well-being, isn't there?
That used to be the case. It used to be the case that you could, if you had a psychological assessment and it was felt to be beneficial, then you could get cosmetic surgery. But that's no longer the case, which may be deemed to be cosmetic. But there really has to be a functional aspect to it. By that, I mean there needs to be a problem other than just the looks of it. So maybe a breast reduction in someone with significantly large breasts who are having significant problems with back pain, shoulder pain, a tummy tuck in someone with a huge abdominal apron, which is getting recurrent infections and rashes and what have you in the folds. So there has to be a functional aspect to the problem. It can't purely be cosmetic.
Do me a favour, by the way, but it's not the best line. If you could just back off your phone ever so slightly as you continue to talk to us, which I thank you for. Those are two examples of the kinds of procedures that do happen on the NHS at the moment, though. But you seem to be suggesting it doesn't really happen very often.
Absolutely. And you hear of these stories of people having breast augmentations and what have you. And in my experience, that it doesn't happen. The reason for putting breast implants in the NHS are if you've had cancer, breasts, or if you've got no breast tissue whatsoever. So if you basically look like a man.
So is there genuinely money to be saved here, or do you suspect there's a bit of political posturing going on?
Well, I mean, all I can talk about is my experience in the NHS Trust I was working for, and I don't know what the national situation is, but certainly this story, for me, I think that most of the savings have happened. It's significantly cut down. So I wouldn't have thought there'd be a significant saving, but I don't know what the national situation is.
And do you believe that there's any valid argument for going back slightly? You know, are there some procedures that maybe would be long-term a saving to the NHS?
Well, when you put it like that, a saving to the NHS, probably not. But I do think there's great value in doing cosmetic procedures. I think there's the cosmetic procedures is that they're unnecessary. But I think that's wrong. And I think what we do as doctors is we try and improve quality of life. And I think many studies have shown time and time again that one of the best things you can do to improve a patient's quality of life as a doctor, and that includes any procedure that any doctor does, is the cosmetic procedures, breast augmentation, breast reduction. They significantly improve quality of life in patients, and these patients are often young patients, so they've got many years to live and enjoy that improved quality of life. And so they're not unnecessary procedures, but in a system which has got to save money and has got to rationalise things, I understand how this sort of thing would not be treated. And they've got to focus on cancer, they've got to focus on children, on trauma. These are the things that the NHS should be focusing on because they haven't got the money.
Jonathan, thank you very much for your time this morning. Jonathan Stiano is a consultant plastic surgeon, member of the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons. Should cosmetic